You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day today, no matter when that may be, because it depends on when you're hearing this. Here in Central Florida, on this Tuesday, I thank you for joining us here today, friends. You are listening to WGOD Radio. You're about to hear from a sermon I just preached the other day at Island Community Church. And I want to say greetings as well to my friends on KCNW, Kansas City area, and WBXR in Huntsville, Alabama. Thanks for taking 15 minutes to join me. What everyone is going to hear today is a sermon I just preached last week. I've preached it before, 8 or 10 years ago, and once upon a time, I put the word "if" into my computer program, on a Bible computer program, to see what would happen. And I was shocked to see and find out that other than one promise, all of the promises of God are conditional. So I've entitled this sermon, "If and Then." There's one intro. This will play 3 or 4 days. So if you'd like a copy of this, I think hopefully you know the drill by now. Write to me or to make a comment. Maybe you want to comment on that program on the vaccine you heard the other day. Lay it on me. I'd love to hear from you. Paul@WMIEFM.com. Again, let me say it's a bad idea for you to take that virus. You don't know what's in it. It's too darn eerily close to my Revelation chapter 13 that says no one can buy or sell except he that has it. That's enough to have me turn and look the other way. So, but anyway, this will play for the next couple days. If, and then, by the way, the only promise that's not conditional is I will never leave you or forsake you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world.
I was about in tears yesterday afternoon when God said to me, "You want to preach this sermon again, son? Then rewrite the entire thing and start from scratch." So here I am. Pray for me, please. We certainly know who is in charge, don't we? Amen. Now your handout remains the same because that was copied and printed. You know, leave it the one day I print it on a Wednesday instead of on a Sunday. God changes up my text. You know, never again am I going to print that on a Wednesday. Here I am, all proud of myself, bringing the handout in on Wednesday. And then, wouldn't you have it? Wouldn't you know? But the truths remain the same always, from generation to generation. Now, one day I took a Bible of mine. I am a Bible collector. And I went through it from Genesis to Revelation, and I circled every single instance in the Bible where "if and then" occurred in it. As you would imagine, that was quite the project, and I learned a lot from it. The main point being that every promise in the Bible, except for one, is conditional. And that exception is found twice. Hebrews 13:5, the starts with the three words, I will never leave you or forsake you. And the second one, part of the Great Commission, Matthew 28:20, where our Lord says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. That's an unconditional promise. God will never leave us, and he is with us always. There's only one person that God ever forsook, and that was his son. Psalm 22 tells us the words of the Son of God on the cross as he cried out. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God turned his back on his son for a short spell so that he would never have to do that to you. God cannot look at sin. The Bible says that he laid on him the iniquity of us all. So I thought it would be interesting to do a sermon or a teaching on this recurring theme, if and then. I think you'll find it informative and interesting. Perhaps eye-opening. So let's follow this string this morning of if and then and find some modern application for us to take with us as we leave here this morning. I do apologize. It might be difficult to follow along in your Bibles here today. I'm going to be all over the place, but I will try. I did a search once on a Bible program of mine, and I, for kicks, I put in the word if to see what would happen. And the very first time that word comes up is back in the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. You can turn there if you want while I'm raving. I put in the word if. Takes you to Genesis 4:7, and it says this, if, now this is God speaking to the world's first killer, Cain. He says, if you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, then sin is lying at your door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Here's the first time we see the conditional word if. God speaking. If you do well, then will you not be accepted, God told him. The first if in the Bible is a conditional promise of victory over sin. Amen. If you do well, then. Now sometimes the then is going to be implied. If you do well, then you will be accepted. If you do not do well, then you will not be accepted. Matter of fact, God tells him, if you do not do well, sin is crouching at your door. Can you picture that? Sin personified. Hiding behind the door like some kind of lurking Frankenstein monster. Waiting for you. But Dr. Frankenstein didn't create this monster. Adam and Eve did as a result of their sin. And now their two children are the one that have to deal with the monster that their parents created. Same as children are forced to today. And you and I as well, some 6,000 years later. We have to deal with this monster named sin. Sin is crouching at your door as well. Its desire is the same thing. You. Church, this requires a proactive approach. We have to be proactive with sin. But looky here. God personifies sin as a person. Meaning, guess what? No, this won't do. God personifies sin. You know what that means? That means, number one, he's got a nose. God calls him a person, not me. That means I can put the hurt on him. Number two, he's got a forehead. And number three, I've got a hammer. And sometimes this is how you have to deal with sin. You got to break out your sledgehammer and go to town. When I quit smoking, that's what I had to do. I put a cigarette on the ground, and since I didn't have AR-15 or a Smith & Wesson or a Luger, the Mexican hat pins had to do. And I never smoked again. See, everyone's different. My grandmother smoked 90 years. She goes, oh, well, I guess I'll quit smoking. Don't you hate people like that? Me, I've got to beat the tar out of something. God called sin a person. That means I can hurt him.
Amen.
Get it? I can hurt him. And Cain could have too. That's what God promised him. You put the hurt on sin and you'll be all right. Victory over sin is conditional, but you have got the power. God says you just have to master it. But come to think of it, you've got something that he hasn't got. I sound like the Wizard of Oz. You've got something they haven't got. You've got Christ in you, the hope of glory. You've got the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you. Cain didn't have that. It's so much easier for you. Although walking with God, having him tell you you can win this, ain't half bad either. Which one would you take? I wouldn't want to have to make the choice. But I sure would love to walk with God for 1,000 years. What do you think about them apples? So that's our first conditional promise. Our next example of God's conditional promises is also in Genesis chapter 18. If you'd like to turn there, or if you're still there, Genesis 18. Is our video working, Bill? Okay. Genesis chapter 18. Now, here in this chapter, Abraham is bargaining with God over Sodom and Gomorrah. Verse 26, the Lord said, if I can find 50 righteous people within the city, then I'll spare the whole place for their sake. God, not a person, you know what I mean? But that means number got to be number one. No, he's got to God is not a person. Everyone's grandmother's 90. She oh well, stop cooking. Don't you people have? Yeah, I've got to talk something. God calls sin a person that I can him. Get it? I can. Can't have to. God promised you put dirt on him.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help.